KUAC looks about. KUAC looks about.
Jeff Kennedy, our guest this time, is the Republican congressman from Alaska, Don Young, talking about the role of government in our lives.
I am one that believes the less government you have, the more democracy exists. The more freedom an individual experiences, the more productive he is. I truly believe in this concept and philosophy. I think we can go back through history and show where government has become the answer to all of our problems and all of our ills, that we relinquish the freedoms that we so desire as individual human beings. And eventually we end up under the control of possibility of a dictatorship, if not a small, very intimate group. And eventually that again falls into a collapse, and then eventually there is freedom again, etc. It's a continual cycle. I had hopes that the American people would learn from this cycle, would not advocate more government and more expenditures and more government and more services and less production, but I'm afraid they haven't lost that or remembered that lesson. And it's strange to me that the same group that are considered liberals today, or the same group of young people that desire less big brotherism, less interference, less oversight procedures, less wiretapping, supposedly less government, would turn right around and support such things as supposedly a Ralph Nader group that wants to protect you with safety belts here and automobiles that don't work, wants to protect you from this and wants to protect you from that. And every time you're protected by a government agent, you give up the freedoms that we seek as individual human beings. And I think this is an inherent thing of human beings, is freedom, as long as we don't do damage to others. And go a little bit further, if I can philosophize. When the human was truly free in a true democracy, there was little damage done to other individual human beings. It's when we become structured under a governmental system that damage is done to other human beings, specifically in wars. And I am sort of wearing the advocate's hat now for those supposedly liberal elements to support these increased governmental agencies, National Environmental Protection Agency, OSHA, HUD, HEW, Consumer Protection Agency, FCC, CAB, and I can go on with this alphabetical order for hours. When they support that type concept, that means that they're structured into a system that basically has control over their destinies, and I've watched that control be exercised in violence in the past histories of other nations. What I'm saying to them is more of that type of government is detrimental to the individual freedom, and I think detrimental to mankind itself.
You mentioned, I think, rightly, that there's a discrepancy between what liberals profess in some areas and what they want in other areas. And I find that this tends to go on among conservatives also.
Exactly the same way. I use the liberals in a sense like this because I'm relatively considered as a conservative or moderate, not a liberal. And I have some long discussions and debates with the liberal element, and trying to expose or explain what they want is what I think I want, in the sense of true freedom and democracy without harm to other people, and lack of big brother government looking over my shoulder. And it's ironic to me, yet they'll go ahead and support the, like I say, the Ralph Nader groups and the consumer groups and everything else. Now, there may be justification for an oversight provision, but the danger comes in when that justification exceeds what we originally set out to do. And I can cite some instances of some of the agencies they created, and I call it big government right now, that because of the bureaucracy and because of each individual wanting to control the world, and I say that not facetiously, that they exceed what we originally tried to do as, for instance, myself, elected representative of the people. Not our concept or the concept that the people wanted, but it gets out of hand. We give birth to one of these children, as I call it, instead of a child, we create a monster that grows to excessive amounts and consumes on those around us that created it.
Should we be libertarian in regards to whether an individual should take drugs or not? Well, of course, it gets back to what you mentioned a while ago between the liberal and the conservative. I oppose the liberalization of any consumption of any mind-altering or body-altering substance, and that includes alcohol. And then don't do it morally from a moral standard. I have seen too much, I would say, results of damage to the mind, damage to the body through alcohol. And the argument is, well, marijuana is better than alcohol is a facetious argument. That's like saying beating with your left hand is better than beating with your right hand because you beat with your right hand, so why not beat with your left hand? It doesn't make sense to me.
Aren't we feeding this kind of big brother government by having laws which tell us what to consume and what not to consume?
I think that the laws protecting one's body are important. I think the hypocrisy arises when we say we don't want big brother government, we don't want to have to wear helmets, for instance, which is a hot issue in Washington, D.C. right now. You can't imagine, but it is. Motorcyclists don't want to wear helmets, and they may have some validity. I like the helmet. It doesn't obstruct my view, and I race motorcycles and used to do it, and I still ride one, because I don't like my head hitting the concrete. The argument for the helmet, I think, more so than self-protection, though, from the governmental issue, is the fact that if you're not wearing a helmet and you bump your head through a collision and you have a brain concussion, the individual that bumped you is open for lawsuit. If you have a helmet, you don't have a brain concussion, and there is no lawsuit. That's the theory behind it. But it does take the freedom of choice. If a guy wants to bang his head on the concrete, then if he wants to bang his head on the concrete, he can bang his head on the concrete. And I, in a way, am in sympathy, but the problem arises, if he wants to bang his head on the concrete, then he loses all rights of recourse and redress against any other individual involved. It goes back to the one's individual personal harm to oneself. Now we get back to the LSD. If you just personally want to harm yourself, then what difference does it make? Well, the difference is that the society, and a certain group of society, believe that the taking of LSD implies that you are unstable at a future time, that you might have a kickback or a trip while driving the car, as you mentioned, or while in the classroom, or, I'm sorry to say, butchering a moose. We don't know. So they infer that by the taking of it, that you're unsafe any longer, so thus we protect you, and there's a law against utilizing it. And again, that is big brotherism, and I won't argue that point. But there is some degree of restrictions that must be necessary if there is a chance of harm to another individual.
Are you satisfied with the inconsistency of these?
Absolutely. It exists. I'm not satisfied, but it exists, and there's no way you can change it.
So you've reconciled yourself to these
inconsistencies because of the danger of the non-participant. The driver is drinking. The husband that beats the child that's not drinking, the husband that beats the wife that's not drinking, the wife that hits the husband that's not drinking, the wife that goes out and falls down in the middle of the street and whether somebody runs over or that's involved in a lawsuit, that is where the consistency lies. There has to be some type of protection for the non-involver, the non-participant, against those that do participate into the taking of any substance that alternates the body through mind or body.
So you seem to be saying then that government has the right to infringe upon the individual to the extent that his maltreatment of himself is going to affect others.
That's right. That's right. Now, the question that comes in, where the defense for the one that wants to utilize any type of that substance is that you have to prove that he's going to be a danger to the society otherwise.
I think almost everyone agrees in the United States that I've talked to, with the possible exception of the people in the Libertarian Party, that the state has the right to force parents to educate their children. And educate, I mean put them in some kind of schooling, one way or the other. Is this justified?
No. And I'm going to have all my educators mad at me. Education is the art and the technical ability to learn or to be taught by someone that wishes to teach. To make it structured in all of the same fashion, I think basically deprives individuals from educating their offspring in the manner they so desire. And we've had many court cases over this, by the way. And most of the time, the independent parent has won, that they do have a right to educate as long as they educate. They do not have a right to deprive the child of education, because it goes back to the child's
inability to provide for himself to gain the education. Thusly, if the parent can show that they're using correspondence courses, that they're educating them in fields of self-reading, etc., then they've lost the cases in court. But to say, yes, you must go to school from the 5-year-old to 16 years old or to the 8th grade, I think is really hurt the education system.
So what you then have is a big government coming in and saying, yes, you must educate your child.
No, what you're saying is the individual unable to protect himself will be protected by the structure of government and society.
You're giving the reason, but the fact is that...
Oh, yeah. That counter points of view, but they are still in existence. If you don't have something like this, you do have the very weak being weaker and the stronger becoming stronger, and your division of society becomes too extreme. You have the very top and the very bottom. There's no middle in between.
You're justifying this in terms of the state protecting the child from his parents,
right,
in this instance.
Right.
But it is a kind of a big brother kind of
That's
situation.
Right. And yeah. Once the child reaches the point where he can learn his own, make his own decision, then he can make his own decision. But that takes quite a little time.
We have just about a minute left. How about applying your philosophy now to legalized prostitution and legalized gambling?
Well, again, I think both of them are harmful to the society as a whole. Prostitution, of course, is an old art, an old trade, and it'll be here forever and ever more regardless of what laws are passed. In fact, if you pass laws to legalize it, it'll probably make it, less attractive than it is right now. As far as gambling goes, it's a disease just like drinking. They even have organizations, Gamblers Anonymous, et cetera, like that. I don't think they have Prostitution Anonymous yet.
But does the state have the right to tell me I can't gamble or I can't use the prostitute? That's my
guess. I would say that they do have a right to do so. But again, it does deprive you of a certain amount of your freedoms. I'll grant you that.
What is the justification for that deprivation?
Because, again, I think it deprives the individual of non-involvement being involved. If you're married and you go to a prostitute and the danger of a venereal disease or the disruption of the family, or if you're married and you have children and you're using your money gambling instead of putting in food and milk, etc., that's depriving them of their right as an individual also by taking away your income to put it into another activity.
So it's protecting my family, but if I don't have a family, does...
If you don't have a family, then that's a very difficult question to answer, because it's all related back to you must have somebody you're related to. It might be deprived because of your actions.
Oh, so to that extent, you would justify it. Thank you very much. We've been talking to Representative Don Young.
This has been KUAC Looks About. The University of Alaska sent you this program.